We begin our classes with Ahavat Chesed. In last class we had learned about the ripple effect of kindness that one does, and that when one does an act of kindness, then Hashem considers it as though he is also the cause of the ripple effect. And the Chafetz Chaim elaborates and says, "Me'inyan ish hazeh gufa, im asat tzedakah v'chesed im ezeh medukesh nechlash." Let's take, for example, a person who was weakened, a person who was depressed, and someone does an act of kindness with him. And through that act of kindness, not only did you help him directly, but he becomes more healthy. So then in heaven, when they calculate what kindness the person did, they don't just say, well, he gave him this many grams of silver. But rather, when they calculate the kindness, they calculate it as though he gave him back his life, and he gave him his soul. And the proof of this, says the Chafetz Chaim, what our sages taught in the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Mishpatim. The Medrash Tanchuma is sometimes called Medrash Tanchuma because very often Rebbe Tanchuma, to name one of the rabbis, is the one that is quoted at the beginning of the Medrash. It is also often called the Medrash Yilamedenu, because the Medrash very often begins with Yilamedenu Rabbeinu. Our teacher should teach us. What is the answer? In such and such a case, what would be the halacha? So that's why the same Medrash has multiple names. Kach patach Rabbi Tanchuma. This is how Rabbi Tanchuma began the parsha of Mishpatim. The verse says in Mishlei Malveh, Hashem chonin dalug mulo yishalem lo. He who has compassion over the poor. It's as though he's giving a loan to God, and God will pay him back for it. So the Medrash says, Kivyachol Hashem umalveh. Hashem says, I treat it as though you've lent me. Ugmulo yishalem lo, and he'll pay back his wages. Amar Rabbi Pinchas HaKohen Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Reuven. Rabbi Pinchas HaKohen, the son of Chama, quotes Rabbi Reuven that explains, Ma ugmulo yishalem lo. What does it mean God will pay him back? Yachol natan puta la'ani. Maybe you think if a person gives a small coin to the poor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishalem lo, God will pay him back that same coin. El Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bakad says, Nafsho shenani hayta mefakeset latzet min ha'ra'av. His soul was hovering, he was on the verge of fainting out of hunger. You kept him alive, v'natata lo panasa v'chiyeta oto. You gave him sustenance, you gave him life. Chayecha shani machzir lecha nefesh tachat nefesh. I swear I will give you back a life instead of a life. Lemachar bincha u'bitcha ba'im lidei choli v'lidei mita. At a later date, you'll find your own children are ill, and they're at danger of death. And then I'll remember how you gave the poor man a small coin, but that coin at that point of his life is what kept him going. And I'll save them from death. Hevei, says the Medrash, that is the concept of gmulo yishalem lo. God will pay back for the kindness that we do. Shanim shalem lecha nefesh tachat nefesh. God considers it as though we've saved a life with the coin we've given, and God gives us a life instead of a life.